I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
I am a Broncos fan.
I'm a Broncos fan.
Fanfare is back. They'll be there. Will you? The 4th Annual Denver Broncos Fan Fair, June 3rd and 4th at Invesco Field at Mile High. 2 days of autographs, pictures, games, and more with all the Broncos players, coaches, and cheerleaders right in the heart of Broncos country. Get your tickets today through Ticketmaster or the Invesco Field box office.
Who wants to start it off?
Gary, you want to tell us about what you've seen from Cutler the last couple of weeks?
Oh, he's learning the offense. You know, it's we're throwing everything at him. In the first week, we've done the same thing this week. No difference than what we've talked about last couple weeks. It's a learning process. He's doing a good job, and it's something that will take a lot of repetitions, but he's doing as good as he can possibly do.
Is there a little difference, big difference between his, you know, first time out here and this week with a couple of times as well?
Not really. Just take some time. He's going to have to go back, and after we're finished next week, he's going to have to take the next two, three weeks and just study. And then we come back for the next mini camp. I think he'll feel more comfortable. And then once he gets to the season and sees all those easy defenses in preseason, I think he'll have it down. But it's just going to take some time.
You give him everything right away?
Yeah, we throw everything at him in the first 8 days, but we come back in this mini camp, and since we're working more as a team, now we work all, not only the drop back, but the play action game. So it's tough for a young guy. They've got to study quite a bit, especially the quarterback.
Do you feel they did some homework over there when they had a little bit of time off? Do they seem to pick it up a little bit more now, especially when now they have the lines in front of them and more team drill?
Well, you know, you've got to study, because if you don't study, you're not going to pick it up. But there's a constant growing curve with it, you know, because it takes some time. But guys are working at it, that's for sure.
Mike, even in a passing offense like Vandy has, what fraction of plays do you have in college versus your system? Mm.
Well, it's quite a bit different, because, you know, teams will run the veer or the option or the counter option, or, you know, they've got the sophisticated passing attack. So even though a college might do a lot, you see a lot of different defenses, so you got to throw a lot more things at the young guys coming out of college. But they pick it up very quickly. You know, they're smart, but they need the added repetitions, and, you know, that takes time.
Two or three times as much, maybe,
what
do you think?
Oh, I would think it'd be a lot more than that.
Is that right?
Coach, for 3 consecutive years, you've either traded or waived your top rusher. What does that say about your confidence in that position?
Let's see. Did we do that last year? What did we trade last year?
Reuben.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Reuben.
You're leading rusher.
Forgot about Reuben. I guess that's a good point. That's a good point. That's right.
Fullback, and then you moved up.
Yeah, that's right. Was he our first team fullback? I kind of forgot. Well, you know, we've got a lot of confidence with our guys. You know, you have to have players. We feel like we have a number of players. Like, I feel Cecil Sapp could, you know, do a great job, you know, playing at the tailback position. So we've got some guys there that are competing for that job. And even though we have people listed as 1, 2, 3, and 4, you really don't know who they're going to be until you get through the preseason and get to see what they do in game situations.
Tatum Bell appears to think that he's ready to carry the ball more times.
We'll see. I'm hoping he's right. No, I like Tatum Bell. Anytime you get a guy that averages over 5 yards a carry, you know, it's pretty impressive. And I'm hoping that he steps up and stays healthy and does the things that he's capable of doing. You know, he's been very good early in the game and not as consistent at the end of the game, and we're hoping he can get over that hump. But I'd sure like to give him the ball more, considering how productive he was. If a guy can average over, you know, 5 yards a carry and get almost 1,000 yards, that means he's pretty good, and hopefully he can get to the next level.
Elvis was talking about kind of playing with a chip on his shoulder. A lot of teams passed him up, and he thinks he fell further than he should have. Have you seen that in his attitude, or is it kind of early to tell anything like that from him?
Well, I think guys that at least are projected to go early. You know, Clinton Portis was very upset. He went in the second round, and he did have a chip on his shoulder and played extremely well for us. I think there's a number of players like that, that they think they may go a little bit earlier and they have something to prove. So hopefully he does have that chip and plays accordingly.
A guy like that is kind of valuable in camp, as you can kind of watch him, and he does play a little more intense than maybe someone who not as...
Well, hopefully everybody that's here is playing intense. You know, you work for your lifetime to have this opportunity, and regardless where you're drafted, first round, second round, third round, or if you're a free agent, everybody's got a chance to prove themselves. And we don't keep people just because they're a first-round draft choice or a second-round draft choice. We keep people that we think gives us the best chance to win. I think we've proven that over time, that we're not afraid to cut a priority free agent or a high draft choice, and we're going to look at production. So I think once guys are here, they feel like they got a chance to go out and prove themselves, and if they do, they'll make our football team.
Coach, it seems like today is harder to keep the coaching staff together than ever. You lose a guy like Gary who's been here for a long time, but are able to bring a guy in who's here before.
Well, I think you're always preparing for one of your coaches to become head coaches, and you would like to give them that opportunity if the situation warrants. And I was very happy for Gary getting his opportunity to be a head football coach, because it's well deserved. He worked here for 11 years. We were in San Francisco together, obviously coaching him as a player. And so to see Gary, that opportunity is very rewarding for me. But you always got a plan. I thought I might have lost Gary 5-6 years ago. And you always have a plan in place that if you do lose a guy, you got somebody to replace him. And that's just part of the job.
Bringing Coach Heimerdinger back is not something to be.
Well, that was just a bonus, you know, to have a guy like Mike who's out there and who we, you know, obviously knows our system and has been to a number of places, to be able to bring a guy like Mike in with the coaching staff we do have is was a big plus for us.
Where's Javon Walker on this
rehab? Javon looks like he's doing well. You know, like we talked about, we're hoping that he'll be ready for July 28th, you know, our first practice. And he's gained some strides. He looks pretty good out there, even though he's not running routes. But hopefully there's no setback and he's ready to go. You know, I really don't know. That's a good question, but I'm not sure at this time. You know, a lot of guys that work on that ACL, you know, they work the surrounding area so much. You know, their knee is really stronger when they come back than, you know, before they, you know, had the surgery. So Javon's a worker. He's doing everything he can to get it strong. So hopefully on the 28th, it's he's ready to go and there is no setback, but you don't know for sure. Not really. You know, we've sat down and talked about it in the beginning and said, hey, we think this gives you the best chance to be, you know, ready for the season. And, you know, he's smart enough to know that, you know, we're not going to win any games here in July or June. So, you know, he's listening to Greek and doing everything the medical staff is asking him to do. So hopefully he's ready to go.
Any change in the Louise situation?
I don't know. You tell me. Well, you're the guy that calls everybody. We don't call anybody. Yeah.
You're picking on
you're the guy that.
We were getting along great.
You're the guy that started from the beginning. You told him to hold out.
Yeah, I said Michael Cave.
See, that's what I heard. That's why I had to call you out. The truth finally comes out. No, I haven't talked to him. Anything else? Okay.